So invite you to sit as straight as you can, wherever you are, with your feet on the floor. Taking a few deep breaths to center yourself and call yourself, all of yourself, to be with you. To clear your mind of any distractions from your day. Make yourselves available for whatever images might come. Be aware of your conscious energy running up and down your spine, reminding you that you are awake. You are alive. You are a vital source of energy for the world. And in preparation of sharing that energy with the world, I invite you to gather that energy at the base of your spine to energize your place of connection to the earth, your base chakra. Awaken it and see the red, vibrant red color of this chakra. Feel your connection to the earth, to your body, to your physical presence. And then move this vital energy up to the second chakra, to your genital region. See the vibrant orange that comes from this place. Awaken your creativity. Feel the good mother tending to your inner child. Continue to raise this energy up to your solar plexus, your power center. See the vibrant, bright yellow that comes from this place. You step into your strength. Awaken your animal energy. Continue to raise the energy up to your heart. See the deep green that is emanating here from the heart, where your truth, beauty, and goodness resides, where you know your purpose. Continue to raise this energy up to your throat. See the light blue color emanating from this place, where you speak your truth. Stand for justice. Continue to raise the energy up now to your third eye. See the deep, dark blue emanating from this place. As you awaken your inner vision, see what's coming ahead. Identify what changes need to take place. And allow for the letting go of anything that can't go forward with you to achieve that goal. And then bring the energy up to your crown. Open your crown and awaken your true divine self, where the sacred marriage occurs. Integration of all aspects of self. Deep royal purple. Where you have contact with your own divine nature and have access to the holy other divine. With this full rainbow of energy awakening in your body, in your mind's eye, envision yourself standing with the rest of us on the call tonight in a circle, in a sacred wood, where you can look at and look into the eyes of everyone around we are about to embark on a task for which we need many, many, many more companions. I will invite you to think of any companions of the light that you know, that you would invite to participate in our caring for our world tonight. And I would invite you to call out their names or the organizations that they come from, that you are a part of, participate in, as we expand our numbers just in the calling of their names. I personally would call on my friend Lauren Van Ham and all our companions from the Chaplaincy Institute, all of those chaplains who have gone through the program who are currently in. I would call on all of our friends that we've made through the Nine Gates Mystery School and all of their companions. I would call upon our expanded Kabbalah group who are not on the call tonight but who are a part of our group. I would call on the Kabbalah School in London and all the extensions throughout Europe, Asia, Australia, Central and South America that have come out of the Kabbalah Society in London. As we call these people, envision them joining us. See our numbers growing and growing. As our army of those companions of the light grows and grows and expands. Now I will invite us as an army to rise up off of the earth in our own light bodies and spread ourselves around the globe, creating a wide web of light around the globe, both the land masses and the seas, for healing is needed everywhere. And see yourself being connected to the next companion and the next companion and the next, as a thread of light connects us all, creating this web. And as we encircle the globe, we share a thought as one to call companions of the light that are guarding the earth. And envision these massive beings descending and standing one by each one of us to expand the energy that we are able to send down to the earth. I invite you to spread your hands out, palms down, and through your hands send down all of the energy that you wish to share with the earth. Whatever it might be, love, compassion, creativity, healing, vision, liberation, transformation, peace, joy, patience, strength, inspiration. All the qualities that you would share with all of the inhabitants, human and otherwise, on the earth and the seas, the forests and the mountains, the valleys and the plains. Continue to identify what it is you wish to share. Continue to send it down to the earth. Know how your wishes are amplified by your light being companion. Was expanding your own vision and wishes through their own powers. See all of our gifts descending from our hands, mixing with each other, and embracing the globe. Know that no one will be untouched by this gift. Know that every creature, every plant, animal, sea creature, mineral, every piece of soil, every layer of the earth will receive some of the gift that we are giving tonight. And know that you are also a recipient of all that is being sent to the earth. Know that your light being companion is also giving to you. Know that all that the other companions are giving is coming back to you. Allow now your arms to come back to your sides. Since the earth is now saturated with the gift that we have brought tonight, your light being companion begins to remove itself from you and to ascend back to its source. And our army of companions begin to gather again back in the ancient forest from where we started this adventure. There is a great sense of accomplishment, of joy, and peace in this opportunity to share with our fellow travelers on this beautiful earth. Recognize those who you invited and thank them for showing up and contributing, aiding and assisting us tonight. As we collect back together in our smaller, intimate circle, look around the circle and just appreciate these companions who are here tonight. As you take a few more deep breaths, collecting yourself back to yourself, as you come back into the present moment, back to the place where you were sitting, coming back fully to yourself and in your own time, opening your eyes.